Since the start of this year, in our assessment of where South Africa's agriculture is, the consistent theme that we've put out is that 2025 will be a recovery period for South African agriculture. And of course, as the year continued, our view has changed somewhat. We started off in January very optimistic about the recovery across all subsectors of agriculture. We have about three major subsectors when one look at the South African farming economy. About half of it is livestock and poultry. And if you want to be specific, that is about 48% or so of the gross value added. The remaining two subsectors, which are as equally important, it's about give or take 24% horticulture, that's your fruit, vegetables, and a bit of floriculture. Floriculture is not that big in South Africa. And the rest is the field crops. When we think about field crops, we generally consider grains and oilseeds, including sugar. And of course, grains and oilseeds is what typically dominates the conversation on a month-by-month basis in South Africa, because we receive all of these accurately measured regular updates from the Crop Estimate Committee. And these will be updates that will tell us about what the size of the crop is, which are typically important if you are in season. For example, for summer grains and oil seeds, the season typically starts from around October. And in some years like this one, it could be delayed by a month or so, and you'll see it starting late from November or even at the beginning of December. And then we track to see on a month-by-month basis what the crop estimate says about the size of the crop. And that will be informed by estimates that they make using satellite imagery, some of the questionnaires to producers, and the general observations as some people do the crop tours. And then we come closer to what the estimate will be. In the sugarcane production, something of similar nature happens, although the estimates are not well discussed and regularly put out in the same magnitude as what you see with the summer grains. And we don't end with summer grains. We also have winter grains. On the summer grains, it's mainly maize, soybeans, sunflower, sorghum, dry beans, and the like. And on winter crop, we have wheat, barley, canola being the major one. Now, progressively, we see sweet lupins and oats becoming some of the crops that we have. The winter crop season in South Africa starts on full mode from around about May. You may see some people in April starting to prepare the land, but May going forward, that's where the folks plant. So when we are thinking about the field crop production conditions, we typically consider that. But when we think about the horticulture, we'll look at all of our vegetables and our fruits, and we have many of those. And they come in season at a different times. For example, you will see that citrus is harvested somewhere from April going into the winter time, while the table grapes will be later on in the year and many of the fruits that we produce in the country. And all of our fruits and vegetables are under irrigation. While if you think about the field crops, it's really about 10% or so of it that is under irrigation. The rest is rain-fed. So when the year started, the consistent theme was that we are having excellent rainfall in South Africa, and then this will offer us a bit of a recovery from last year. Last year started off fairly well, but it was ultimately a difficult season because somewhere in February, we were hit by the heat wave, and that was prolonged, and it had profound damage in our field crop production, particularly summer grains and the oilseeds. And that led to a failure in season. The other challenge last year was, of course, the animal diseases. But as we get into the third and the fourth quarter of 2024, it almost seemed like we were getting a grip of it and able to control the spread of some of these diseases. And as the year started, we actually believed that we may be entering a new chapter in South Africa where we have a bit of a control of some of these diseases. And of course, the rainfall that supported the season when it started. And then people may ask and say, but what changed then? Why did you end up saying there was a slight change? And what is now the path forward? The path forward is, as I said, that we are looking at this as a recovery year. But we think it will be an uneven recovery when you are thinking about subsector by subsector. And I was going into detail on these subsectors so that you get a sense of what we are referring to. And of course, by livestock, we are talking about all of our livestock, cattle, as well as a range of small stock, goats, sheep, and including pigs and the like. That's what, when we think about livestock in South Africa, we are talking about. The big issue then, thinking about this year, is that, yes, the season started late by a month and a half or so, but ultimately we received sufficient rain, and one could argue that we received too much rain than we bargained for in some of the regions, which is why you've heard us in some of the previous segments talking about the concerns about crop quality in some regions, particularly white maize. But all things considered, it was generally a good agricultural season, to an extent that if you think about just the summer grains, the estimates that are out there is that we could have a harvest of about 19.6 million tons of grains. That's summer grains and all seeds. When you think about that, considering last year, it's a 26% year-on-year recovery. And I must be clear, this is not just only a base effect benefit, but it's generally a better season when we consider where South Africa's agricultural sector is, in a sense that, yes, the one story is, of course, the recovery from a poor crop. But even if you think about the long-term averages, we are well above the long-term averages. So it is essentially a better crop for the country. So that's why we are optimistic about that. When you consider also the estimate coming out of wine production, various fruits, or most of them, I shouldn't say all, but most of them are pointing to a bigger harvest compared to last year. And the majority, I would argue that they are well above the long-term averages. And remember, on fruit, we didn't see a major decline last year, just like we saw in grains, because it's all under irrigation. But on grains, because it's rain-fed, and when we were hit by when you experienced the heat wave, then the impact was much more severe relative to the other subsectors. That's why there was that issue. But then as this year continues, yes, with that excellent recovery on grains and oilseeds, excellent recovery in fruit and vegetables, but the one important subsector, which accounts for about half of our farming economy, is still experiencing challenges. We struggled with animal diseases. While last year we thought we were getting a handle of it, at the start of this year, we experienced foot and mouth disease in a range of other provinces. But also there were threats about the avian influenza here and there, but it's not as widespread, the avian influenza, as what we are seeing on a foot and mouth disease. And as if things weren't already as difficult, because remember, the decline of the crop last year also meant that the domestic grain prices were high, so there were feed cost pressures in our livestock industry. Now, in addition to the field crop pressures or with those higher prices, the start of this year, we get good rains. It seems like the folks can be able to graze livestock out there, and the grain prices are coming down in anticipation of the better harvest. We say, oh, this will be a recovery period. But then we were hit by these animal diseases, which pretty much fundamentally changed the picture that we were looking at, thinking that South Africa's agriculture would see a recovery, to an extent that this year, as a consequence of those factors, we think that this will be an uneven recovery in the agricultural sector. It will be good production on field crops, good production on horticulture, but some pressures within the livestock and the poultry subsectors of South Africa. One of the things that we continuously observe is, of course, the quarterly releases of the gross value added, which is part and parcel of the GDP data in South Africa. And in the first week of this month, we did receive, in fact, we did receive the GDP figure. In fact, I would say the second week, not the first week of September, we did receive the GDP data in South Africa, telling us a little bit about where the crop, where the agricultural sector is. And we had already signaled that there will be quarters where the sector may slightly underperform or not be as robust at the start of this year. At the start of this year, the agricultural gross value added for South Africa grew by 18.6% quarter on quarter, seasonally adjusted. That's the first quarter. In the second quarter, which is the data that was released in the second week of September, the agricultural sector's gross value added expanded by 2.5% quarter on quarter, seasonally adjusted. And of course, then one may ask and say, oh, at least it's still on a positive, which is what we were happy about, that it's still in a positive territory. But it does signal the pressures that are there in the sector, particularly those of the animal diseases and the likes. But the other important aspect is that the season is late by a month and a half. So ordinarily, some of the grain that would have been harvested and you would see it being part and parcel of this data was actually not accounted for in here to a certain extent, which is why I think when we receive the Q3 figures, you will pretty much see a better performance of the gross value added of agriculture in South Africa and perhaps good good output throughout even into the fourth quarter. So a little bit of a slump in the second quarter, perhaps recovery in Q3 and a good performance again on a Q4. But overall, for the year, I do think that agriculture in South Africa will have a fairly good production season and the GDP figures will end up looking well. But one mustn't look at those figures and think that there aren't pressures that the sector is facing, because those that are in livestock and poultry certainly do experience the pressures, and the big issue is the animal diseases. And the core thing in South Africa is about how do we improve our biosecurity control so that we are not as exposed in future. And secondly, we have to think about how do we increase the vaccine manufacturing in the country. Those are conversations that are taking place, and biosecurity is on top of mind when we are thinking about South Africa. And of course, the issues of international trade are some of the things that are on top of mind. But I'll discuss those in other segments, but I thought I should just contextualize the performance and how we are seeing this year in the second quarter, our data that we just recently received, but also how we are seeing the year overall. And I think it will be a year of a mild or mixed recovery, and because of some of those difficulties that I've just explained. But nonetheless, thinking about this year vis-a-vis 2024, it will be a good year for South Africa's agriculture.